right, it's Liam. I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis, and welcome to part two of another ranking episode. This time it's not based on what I chose, it's based on what you chose, the good people that follow and vote on the Oasis Podcast Twitter polls. If you haven't heard part one, go and check it out, where I count down your choices for the, well, I suppose the worst Oasis songs, the songs that scored the least from 142 down to 101. And today in part two, we're going to be counting down the middle ones, I suppose, the good ones, from 100 to 50. So strap in, we could be here a while. As we go through, I'm going to be giving you where you guys chose the song, what it ultimately ended up scoring, and also where I chose it when I did my great ranking, and so we can just compare how the difference in opinion between me and the great unwashed of the Oasis Podcast Twitter followers. So I think that all makes sense. Let's just crack on. The only thing to say is I'm recording this ahead of time because I'm away at the moment. I'm on holiday. I'm not in the UK. So if something has happened drastically in the last week, I don't know. I'm not around to talk about it. So yeah, these have just been scheduled and queued while I've been away. So yeah, if Oasis have got back together or something mad has happened, if Liam is currently in prison for, you know, assaulting a monkey in London Zoo, then I don't know about it. Well, I do know about it, but I'm not currently able to talk about it because I'm in Spain. But anyway, let's crack on, shall we? That all makes sense. Number 100 is Waiting for the Rapture. So this is from 2008, Dig Out Your Soul album, 3.36 score out of 5. Just to clarify, on a Twitter poll, you can only vote, you've only got four options. So the options in all these was 2, 3, 4 or 5. So hence everything is kind of between 2 and a bit and 4 and a bit. So yeah, it comes in there. I had it at number 113. So I had it a bit lower than this. For me, it's another one of those kind of stompy sort of songs that Oasis did quite a lot of in the later years. And it's just not really my favourite. I prefer bouncy, upbeat, fun songs or out and out rockers rather than sort of stompy stompy sort of sludgy songs like Mucky Fingers and Force of Nature, and this I put in this sort of category. I've often talked about how Dig Out Your Soul is kind of, you know, really good in the first half and then falls away, but this is kind of the one track that isn't quite as good in the first half. I don't think it does sort of let down the first half, but yeah, anyway, there we go. Waiting for the Rapture at number 100. At number 99 we have Full On. And every time I talk about this song, I say exactly the same thing, which is that it is the ultimate Liam should have sung it song. Released in 2000 as a B-side, it's there. It's a classic kind of Oasis rocker that really needed Liam singing it. And for some reason, Noel sings it, which is just a complete shame. However, we're going to drop in a little clip here because our good friends on YouTube have finally done something that I wanted them to do for ages. Once these AI Liam vocals have appeared, we now have a Liam version of Full On. It's not brilliant. It's not one of the better ones. The best one is Star-Shaped Tambourine. They've done a load of really good ones. It's another one, I think they're called Video Vault. It's not quite as good, but it's fine. It's pretty good. And it's a nice indication as to what Full On would have sounded with Liam. So let's give it a listen. And just to clarify, I had Full On as number 121, which is probably a bit harsh, to be honest. And I think I've probably got it there primarily because it just annoys me that Liam didn't sing it. So it probably drops down a few places for that reason. Next up, 98, we have Guess God Thinks I'm Able from 2002 from the Healing Chemistry album, 3.37 out of 5. I had it slightly lower at 108. It's another one of those classic kind of early Liam compositions that's quite simple. It's quite simple, but then there's also sort of quirkiness about it. As we know, as a songwriter, he'd sort of come up with sort of strange little ideas. And similar to like Born on a Different Cloud, where you sort of think, oh, that was slightly off kilter because, you know, he's not a songwriter. So he would occasionally come up with these weird bits. But, you know, Let's All Find a Rainbow is a little bit weird and not really what you'd expect from like a professional songwriter. So hence, it's a little bit of a strange one. But it's fun. I don't mind it. I don't skip it. So, yes, there it is at 98. 97, we have My Sister Lover. I'm surprised this is this low, actually. 3.37 out of 5. I had it quite a bit higher at 93. So like I was saying earlier, that sort of stompy is just not my favourite, whereas this is much more what I prefer in terms of a rhythm track. You know, it's much more bouncy. And, you know, that section, Faith in the Lord is something I can never have, I think is excellent. The chorus, I think, is like quite soaring and stuff. So, yeah, I really like My Sister Lover. I think it's got, you know, it's not one of my top favourite ones. As I said, that's why it's 93 on my list. But, yeah, 97 here. So, yeah, it's right there in the middle, isn't it? One above this, we have Magic Pie. So probably one of the lowest sort of album tracks from the first three albums that we've had, 3.38 out of 5. I had it 80, so I had it quite a bit higher. I imagine that this is actually one of the more divisive tracks, that we've got a lot of fives and a lot of twos, just because this is a song that a lot of people really like and a lot of people really hate. I suppose it does have that thing of being, you know, a perfect example of songs on Be Here Now that are just far too long and they just throw the kitchen sink at it. Let's just have a look, actually. 5 got 14%, 4 got 31, 3 got 34, and 2 got 21. So a fair spread, to be fair, actually. It's not like half twos and half fives. So, yeah, but for me, it's like, I just love the ambition of it. There's so much going on, but you know, all those little joining bits and stuff like that. The drumming is fantastic. It's just such a complex song with so many different parts to it. All the backing vocals, and it goes all over the place. So yeah, it's a bit too long and a bit much, but I love that. So You guys had it at 96. I had it at 80. 95, we have Hey Hey My My, the Neil Young cover that was available on the Familiar to Millions album. 3.41. I had it quite a bit lower, 132. You guys had it at 95. For me, it's sort of, it's well put together. Obviously, it's only a live track. That's the only version we have of it. But it's good. It's okay. I don't think it has the sort of same gruffness and sort of scuzziness of the Neil Young original. But then it's got a better vocal, because Neil Young's vocal is really unlistenable to me. I don't like that guy's voice, except in some songs. But most of the time, his voice absolutely does my head in. So ironically, it's different to the... Helter Skelter and Heroes. Is Noel's voice, I think, actually suits it better, because because Neil Young's voice is like chalks on a blackboard to me. But yeah, I think it's a pretty basic, straightforward cover that sort of strips away a bit of what's good about it, which is that more grungy scuzziness that Neil Young brings. So hence, you know, it's there at 95 for you guys, 132 for me. Number 94, we have Setting Sun. So this is not the Chemical Brothers song. This is the Noel acoustic version that was a live performance that came out later. So you guys have got it at 94, 3.41 out of 5. I've got it at 105, so quite a bit lower. And the reason for that really is I find it quite dull. It's really long. As an acoustic song, I think it's quite nice. And I think I really like the guitar, kind of that drop D tuning on the guitar. But it's just the way he plays it. It's so slow and it drones on for so long. Maybe it just drones in comparison, because obviously the Chemical Brothers song is really fast, being a dance song. But I just find it quite dull. So, yeah, so hence I've got it pretty low at 105. You guys have it at 94. Okay, next up, 93, we have Who Feels Love. So is this the lowest scoring single? I think it is. Oh no, She Is Love was on there. That was a double A side. So this is the lowest scoring out and out single, because She Is Love was 118, whereas Who Feels Love is 93. So it scored 3.41 out of 5. I had it a bit higher. I had it at 84, so still not significantly higher. But yeah, I do think this is a really exceptional piece of work as a kind of blissed out sort of psychedelic-y tune, really well produced. I just find it a little bit dull, and it's not particularly kind of what I would go for Oasis. But yeah, in terms of a sort of a blissed out psych rock with sort of some very cool moments, like with some excellent kind of guitar moments and stuff. So, what it does very well. It's just not necessarily my favourite. 92, we have Keep the Dream Alive, 3.42. I had it slightly higher at 90. I really like this. This is an Andy Bell original, and it's another kind of... a nice message from Andy to the rest of the band, I think, same as Thank You for the Good Times. And I really like this. I like the sort of the chunking guitars throughout it. It's got a real sort of glam rocky sort of feel, like a lot of their stuff did around this era. The only thing, I suppose, is it feels a little bit like he's writing a song specifically for Oasis. You know, it's like, oh, write an Oasis song. So it almost, you know, comes out like an AI, if an AI wrote an Oasis song or something. I do really like it. I'd never skip it. It's a very enjoyable track, really well written by Andy, and really well performed, Liam vocal. So yeah, can't argue with that. 91, we have One Way Road from 2000. 3.43 out of 5. I had it slightly lower at 97. We're into all good stuff now. So One Way Road has got that kind of cool sort of wistfulness, that kind of acoustic feel that Noel just has really well. It's well produced as well. It's not just the acoustic guitar as well. It's got sort of some really good production. So yeah, very good song, but nothing significantly above that. So I think it's pretty fair where it is at 91. I have it at 97. And yeah, Paul Weller's version was really good as well. 90. We have the first song alphabetically, brackets, as long as they've got closed brackets, Cigarettes in Hell. B-side from Go Let It Out in 3.44, and I had it at 98, so slightly lower. Yeah, I like this one. I think it's got a nice, interesting idea. The melody is excellent. It drags on a little bit. It's got that sort of Mellotron sound that is all over so much of this era. But yeah, as a Noel sort of acoustic, but yeah, it's an old acoustic very much of this era. And I think it's really good. It's just not up there with the great acoustic songs from the earlier era. But yeah, nice fun one and a really good, really good set of lyrics. 89, you guys chose Don't Stop from 2020, the last Oasis song, although it's now just appeared on Noel's album as well, which is interesting. 3.44 out of 5. I had it quite a bit lower at 114. It's a good little song. I can sort of understand why it never really had a release before. But no, it's what can you say? It's a Noel Gallagher well-produced, you know, excellently structured song with a lovely melody. But it doesn't go above that. So I can understand why they never released it. But yeah, very good song. Nice to get it. And it is here at 89. 88, we have another later Oasis Noel B-side, which is Who Put the Weight of the World on My Shoulders. I think it was on the Gold soundtrack, I believe. Another 3.44. I had it a bit lower at 117. And it's a nice chilled out Noel kind of B-side, similar to sort of Sitting Here in Silence on My Own, which is, you know, it's lovely. It does what it needs to do. Personally, I wouldn't typically go and stick it on. But yeah, very good Noel B-side. 87, we go all the way back to 1994 with I Will Believe, B-side from Supersonic. I had it a little bit lower at 92, but pretty much spot on. And I really like this. I can understand why it was then ditched for kind of Supersonic to be the single, because it doesn't really have a, you know, a hook as good as kind of Supersonic. But, you know, it's really well put together. It's got that really early Oasis sound, similar to like Strange Thing and Alive, that I really like. I really like that version of Oasis. I think it's a shame it kind of went away. Next up at 86, we have Boy with the Blues, 3.47 out of 5. I had it at 131. I had it significantly lower. So interesting that you guys had it that much higher. I wonder if a lot of these sort of lesser known songs, it tends to be the ones where you recognize the title because they sing the title a lot, or the title is one of the main parts in the song. Because I think a lot of songs where you don't recognize the title, people go like, I Believe in All. Oh, I don't really know that one. All right, down. Whereas Boy with the Blues has got that sort of, you can always remember, you know, Nothing to Lose, got the Boy with the Blues. Like people sort of remember that. So maybe that's why it's a little bit higher. But I've never really liked that. Once again, similar to I Believe in All, it's another sort of BDI song, but before BDI were together, that I don't think it's really good enough. And it probably could have done with Noel sort of kicking it into shape. But yeah, so I know some, especially Liam fanboys, absolutely love it. But I don't think it's particularly a great song. You had it at 86. I had it at 131. 85, we have another Liam original. This time it's Born on a Different Cloud from 2002, Heathen Chemistry, 3.48. I had it around about here at 87. And like I was saying about Guess God Thinks I'm Able, I mean, he was doing some interesting stuff around this time. He was coming up with sort of weird kind of chord sequences and longer songs that had sort of different sections to them and stuff. He was obviously had been kicking around and knocking about with an acoustic guitar and coming up with different ideas and stuff. And it was interesting. You know, it was really, really different. And this is, you know, one of his best songs that he's written 100% by himself. You know, later solo songs he's done have been fantastic, but you know, maybe there's more co-writes and how much did he have to do with them, whereas this I think pretty much is him, maybe with a bit of help from Gem, sort of structuring things. But yeah, this is a really interesting, quirky song with lots of different sort of sections. It does drag on a bit, so that's why it's sort of a little bit lower for me, but yeah, really shows what an interesting songwriter Liam is when he puts his mind to it. You guys had it at 85. I had it at 87. 84, we have It's Better People, 3.49. I had this a lot higher. I had it at 70. I think this is a great little song. This is one I think about quite a lot. It's sort of one that gets stuck in my head. I just think there's something about the way the acoustic guitars are produced on it. I just think it sounds so great, the way they chunk along like that. And Noel's vocal is great. The melody's brilliant. This, I think, could have been like a dodgy song, or, you know, if this had been put out by, I don't know, Silver Sun or, you know, someone else from Supernaturals or something, it could have been a massive hit. I think it's great. So I'm really surprised that you guys have had it at 84. I suppose 3.5 out of 5. Most people at this point are now saying half 3 and half 4. So that kind of makes sense. I mean, Oasis have got a lot of songs in that sort of mid 3s, high 3s region, where mainly people are picking 3 or 4. So it's understandable, really, because, but yeah, definitely, I definitely have this at least a 4. So, yeah, so I think it's a bit harsh to be all the way down here at 84. Now, this one is definitely harsh. 83, Dixie's Dinner, 3.52. I had this a lot higher. I had this at 52. Those of you who know me might have thought this would be a little bit higher than 52, but I think 52 is fair. I love Dixie's Dinner. I think it's an absolutely brilliant song. It gets a bad rap, I think, because sort of people think it's throwaway and silly. But what the hell is wrong with being throwaway and silly? Some of the best songs ever were throwaway and silly. It's just got such a lovely vibe to it. Bonehead's got a piano solo in it, for God's sake. It's just absolutely magic. You know, no one sings about lasagna better than Liam Gallagher, hey? So, yeah, justice for Dixie's. I had it at 52. You guys had it at 83. What are you playing at? One above that, at 82, we have Lord Don't Slow Me Down, 3.56. I had it a little bit higher at 69. 69, dude. And I wonder if a bet on all the comments on Twitter, it would have been Liam should have sung it. Liam should have sung it, because Liam should have sung it, of course. I mean, he did sing it. You know, he did sing it. And so a lot of people, you know, do know that version from YouTube and stuff. But the official version that is out there is the Noel version. So that's what we've got to judge it on. And yeah, Noel version for me would be a 3. Liam version would be a 4. So, yep, 82. And I had it at 69. Next up at 81, we have the Swamp Song, 3.56 out of 5. I had this quite a bit lower at 110. And just to clarify, I haven't here included Untitled 1 and Untitled 2 from, or Swamp Song Part 1, Swamp Song Part, whatever you want to call them, the two kind of 30-second tracks from Morning Glory, because they're not real tracks. And also we've got the Swamp Song here. So I kind of just lump them together and think about the Swamp Song B-side. So yeah, Swamp Song's there at 81. It's a really great little instrumental. It's ideal for kind of where it sits in the two sections on Morning Glory. And as a walk-on track, I thought it was absolutely brilliant. It was fantastic. So the band come out and start smashing into that, and then Liam strolls on, it was brilliant. As its own, as an instrumental kind of piece of music on a B-side, yeah, I probably wouldn't ever really listen to it, to be honest. It's not one I'd be bothered to put on. Oh, stick the Swamp Song on. Maybe if I was like DJing in a pub or something, I might put it on because people could nod their heads to it. And you have the memory of Oasis coming on stage. It's got that nostalgia feel to it. But yeah, beyond that, I don't think it's a brilliantly put together instrumental. So I had it at 110. You guys had it at 81. Okay, at 80, we have The Turning, 3.57 out of 5. I had this a lot higher. I had it at 39. So that's one of the biggest gaps. Why have you guys got The Turning so low? The Turning, I think, is majestic. It's like a psychedelic masterpiece. One of the best songs in the sort of the later years of Oasis. I think it's majestic. So come on, shake your rags out, baby. Love that. Liam singing it, Noel wrote it, the guitars, everything about it is brilliant. So how the hell you guys have got it down at 80, I don't know. And one above it, we have Sunday Morning Call. Wow, Sunday Morning Call, 3.62. I had Sunday Morning Call at 89. So 10 places lower than you guys have got it here. I don't hate it as much as Noel does. Noel absolutely despises this song. Watching the when I put that Coronation, Noel Gallagher reviews the Coronation video together, and rewatched all of the Noel commentary again because I used it to edit in and into that video, and it was brilliant. Listening to him just anguish over Sunday Morning Call was hilarious, but yeah, he absolutely hates the song. I quite like it. I think it's good. It's got a nice, you know, it's about something, you know. I like a lot of that album, like Where Did It All Go Wrong and Let's All Make Believe from the B-side. It's actually, you know, Noel's going through something here. This isn't just him knocking out lyrics. So yeah, I really like that factor. And yeah, it's a good song. It's a sort of spoiled by the production, as a lot of the album was. But yeah, you guys have it at 79. I have it at 89. Right, 78, we have Carry Us All, 3.62 out of 5. I had it a bit lower at 99. I don't think this is... this is another one of those songs that was on the Standing on the Shoulder of Giants demos, and I sort of built up we were going to get something better than we did. And when we got it, it was just good rather than being exceptional. So I think that it's got a fantastic kind of melody. I don't think the production is brilliant. I think the production is good without being amazing. It feels like Noel sort of got this as a demo, didn't make the album, so he just sort of quickly knocked it out to go on a B-side. So I think it could have been a lot better than it was. But yeah, so 78, we have Carry Us All. I had it at 99. 77, another one from the this era, we have Where Did It All Go Wrong? 3.63 out of 5. I had it a bit lower at 88. I think that one of the things that drags this down for me a bit is the fact that it's a big rip-off of that Paul Weller song that goes, "But I miss you so," you know, that, "Cause I hope you know." Very, very similar. But it's a really good one. It's another really good one. It's just another slow, Noel-led, kind of mid-paced song. I can imagine it being like a U2 song or something, and it just doesn't really grab me. But I think it's still a good, well put together song. Once again, interesting lyrics. So I had it at 88. You guys have it at 77. All right, 76, we have Flashbacks. That's low for me. I love Flashbacks. I had it at 60. 3.66 out of 5. Flashbacks is great. It's, once again, it's another Noel vocal, maybe a Liam vocal that pushed it a bit higher. Sitting on a throne, I'm giving flack back to you. It's a brilliant melody all the way through. And it's got a, once again, it's sort of similar in that Be Here Now era. Another song with like lots of interesting extra bits. And now we're going to have this sort of drum solo that's slightly different. You know, they just were doing stuff that was so much more advanced, you know, just trying different things. that I thought was great. So yeah, I think that's a bit of a shame. 76, I had it at 60, flashbacks. 75, all the way back to B-side from the second single, we have Alive, 3.68. I had it 78, you guys have got it at 75. So it seems like a fair place for it, to be honest. I don't think it's a brilliant song. It's, once again, it's another one that's very early Oasis, before they kind of found their sound. The underlying song, I think, is better than kind of the production of it, which I really like. It's actually, you know, one that me and Joel did the sort of piano Oasis few tracks when we did the Water Rats gig with Tony McCarroll, and we played a few songs, and it was really lovely to play it and sing it. It was like you appreciate what a song is when you just strip it down to piano. It's a great song, you know. But yeah, I think it's a bit lacking in the version they put out. So I can understand why it scored 3.68 out of 5. I had it at 78. You guys have it at 75. All right, 74, we have Angel Child, or Angel Child Demo, I suppose, 3.72 out of 5. I had it at 73. You guys have got it at 74. Ooh, almost there, almost exactly the same. And I think that's about right. We're pretty much halfway through now. We're pretty much halfway, because what was it? We've got 143 songs, and this is like 74. So a couple more to go, and then we'll be at halfway. Yeah, and I think this is a really gorgeous acoustic track. It doesn't get as much kind of big ups as Talk Tonight and Half the World Away, but I think it deserves it. I really do. I think it's a brilliant song. It's definitely one I listened to a lot, obviously, because it was a Do You Know What I Mean B-side. But yeah, really good track. Classic Noel acoustic song at 74. 73, we have You've Got the Heart of a Star, 3.73 out of 5. I had it at 75, so we're pretty much spot on. Yeah, I think this is another one. It sort of gets forgotten a little bit because it was from a later period when people weren't so much buying the singles and devouring them as much. But yeah, it's a really gorgeous track with that pump organ, I think it's called, going throughout it. And it's a lovely message. I think it's Brian Garcia's favourite track. But yeah, it's a gorgeous song. And, you know, My Brothers and Sisters, when he sings that, that's great. You Can Only Be Who You Are. You've Got the Heart of a Star. Lovely, lovely stuff. All right, 72. We are now exactly halfway through. Well done, everybody. Hey Now. Hey Now, 1995, Morning Glory album, obviously, 3.73 out of 5. So that's where we are now. We're into the mainly people voting 4 and some people voting 3. I had it at 81, so a little bit lower. It's one of those songs that it suffers from the fact the other songs around it are so good. It's got a third verse, which is just unnecessary. It could have ended at, it could have been a brilliant 3-minute song, but instead it's a good 5-minute song or whatever. It might be 6, I can't remember now, but it's got that extra third verse, and especially because it's like repeated as well. And after you've had this really long guitar solo and it just comes back in again with another verse, you think, don't need that. You know, you could just trim that part off. So I think it's a bit too long. And, but in terms of the melody and the chorus and, the production is fantastic. 71, we have another later period Noel B-side, similar to You've Got the Heart of a Star. I always think of them sort of together. Idler's Dream, 3.74 out of 5. I had this quite a bit higher. I had it at 35. Gorgeous track. Lovely. Like, it's interesting. You don't get many songs where it's like Noel playing with a piano. So that's very different in the Oasis catalogue. But yeah, really lovely melody. When it goes to We Live in Shangri-La and you have all the vocals coming in and everything, it's gorgeous. So yeah, beautiful song, really well sung, well produced. You guys had it at 71. I had it at 35. Okay, 70, we have The Girl in the Dirty Shirt from Be Here Now at 3.74. I had it at 77, so I had a little bit lower. That's a surprise, actually. I thought I'd have that song quite a bit higher. Strange. I really like this one. I think it's fantastic. I think you've got the brilliant Mikey Rowe keyboard part throughout it. And it's definitely one that I sing to myself and I find myself humming. It's brilliantly put together. When you say something, you make me believe. I always remember Steve Lamacq playing it on the when he first debuted, three or four tracks off, definitely off of Be Here Now. And he played that one and he said at the end of it, when you say something, you make me believe. And if anything sums up Oasis, that is what it is. So yeah, that's always stuck out to me. Um, 69, dude, is I Got the Fever, Stand By Me B-side, 3.8 out of 5. I had it a little bit lower at 94. I think it's a good song without being amazing. I don't think it's as good as sort of My Sister Lover. It's not as good as a lot of the other songs from around that period. I do like the chorus, As I Saw on the Breeze. I think that's really beautifully, you know, constructed. As I Saw on the Breeze, just the way Liam sings it is fantastic. The guitars and everything are great. So yeah, it's a really good Be Here Now B-side, basic track, similar to like I Hope I Think I Know and My Sister Lover. Not quite as good as that. So yeah, it's a good song. 69, you guys, and I had it at 94. All right, 68, we have Bag It Up from the first side of Dig Out Your Soul, and I really like this track. I had it a little bit higher at 62. This is like funky, and I've said I don't really like the stompy Oasis songs, but this is stompy, but it's really cool stompy. And just the way Liam sings it and the guitars and everything, that really gave me a lot of hope. It was tracks like this that gave me a lot of hope that Oasis were going to like go on to a whole new sort of era and put out sort of two or three really good albums sounding like this. Obviously, it never happened. They split up. And this is one of the great They Should Have Played It Live songs. This really is probably one of the top They Should Have Played It Live songs. That would be a good topic for a podcast, actually, wouldn't it? The top 10 They Should Have Played It Live songs. But anyway, remind me of that. So yeah, Bag It Up, great track. 68 on your list and 62 on mine. 67, we have an absolutely beautiful early B-side. We have Take Me Away. 3.82 out of 5, but getting into good scores now. I had it at 72, so a little bit lower. But I love this track. It's one that really sticks with me. It's one that I know it meant a lot to people when they first bought the first Oasis single, and then they hear this and go, what the hell is this? I thought I was getting a rock band. Yeah, so it really showed another side to them, and it's absolutely beautiful. And yeah, it really showed what they had in their locker, not just kind of rock songs like Supersonic, but there's also this other guy who's an amazing songwriter and singer. One above that we have, very different from the beautifully constructed and gorgeous Take Me Away, we have the hilarious Bonehead's Bank Holiday at 66. I had it at 64, so another one where we were almost spot on. What a great song. What a brilliant song. So just really well put together. I love the production of it, the fact it's all over the place, the fact you've got that sort of mumbled drunk vocal in the background. I'd love to hear the proper original with Bonehead singing on it. I'm desperate to get that as a sort of as a bonus track at some point. I don't think we'll ever get it. But yeah, Bonehead's Bank Holiday, absolutely love it. La 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 la, all that stuff is brilliant. Right, Shakermaker is at 65. Very low for that, 3.85. I had it even lower. I had it at 85. So yeah, I don't think it's a brilliant song overall. I think it's super cool, that they had the balls to just put out this like sludgy, slow kind of psychedelic-y 12-bar blues track as their second single, when we know all the other tracks that they had in their back pocket, and one that completely rips off, you know, the Coca-Cola advert. What a bizarre choice as a single, you know. So I like the ballsiness of that, but the track itself I don't think is brilliant. I really like it, and it's one that I enjoy. I would sometimes skip it, to be honest, because I think it's quite slow. I love the I'm sorry but I just don't know section, but a lot of the other stuff just sort of I find a bit annoying. 64, we have Turn Up the Sun, 3.85. I had it a little bit higher at 58. Brilliant intro song for when they were playing live. Brilliant first track of the album, and excellent. I love the way it starts with that extra little kind of instrumental section, and then we charge into the song. Love the story that Andy Bell told me about the lyrics, about Liam coming up with I Carry a Madness, whereas Andy had written it as I Carry a Sadness. That's an incredible sort of thing to get from Andy. So yeah, really great track. You guys had it at 64. I had it at 58. All right, 63, we have Fading Out, 3.88 out of 5. So we're nearing the fours now. I had this at 66, so just a couple of places lower. And it's really cool. We've got that drop D tuning, similar to sort of Setting Sun. Very American-y, like a Western. Liam's vocals great. All the slide guitar from Johnny Depp is cool. All that sort of stuff. Yeah, it's got a bit of a Bon Jovi Dead or Alive about it, but you know, we can go with that. When it kicks in at the end, it's great. Does drag on a bit, probably a minute or so too long, to be fair. But yeah, really exceptional and slightly different song in the Oasis back catalogue. You guys had it at 63. I had it at 66. 62, we have My Generation, the cover of The Who song, 3.88 out of 5. I had it at 79, so slightly less. I think it's really great. It was a great choice that they did it. I don't think their execution is brilliant. Andy Bell obviously struggles to do the bass section, which is completely understandable because it's like the hardest and most complex bass solo ever. So, you know, a part-time bass player was never going to be able to do that. Liam then struggles on the vocals at the end as well, when it sort of keeps jumping up the key changes. So yeah, it's not a brilliant version. I think it was recorded for that radio session and they just chucked it on the B-side. So yeah, it's good and it's fun. I'm pleased they covered it, but I don't think the execution was great. You had it at 62. I had it at 79. All right, 61, we have Going Nowhere, a song that Noel has recently bought out as now in his set again, which is excellent. 3.89 out of 5. I had it a bit higher. I had it 37. So yeah, because I've got better taste than you guys. I wonder if I did this again, actually, now that Noel's been playing it live, maybe that exposure would move it up a few places. Don't know. But anyway, I had it at 37. Love it. What a great song. The most sort of Burt Bacharach of Noel's career, I think. Brilliantly produced. Brilliantly orchestrated by our friend Nick Ingman, who was interviewed on the podcast. Excellent. Just a brilliant overall song. You know, just the way it sort of breaks down to that, here am I going nowhere on a train. It's gorgeous. It's just so emotional. So yeah, what a remarkable song. Remarkable piece of production. Love it. 60, we have Falling Down, the last Oasis single other than Don't Stop. Or does that even count as a single? Anyway, whatever. I had this a bit higher. I had it at 40. I think this is super cool. I think this is like one of their last great songs. We Live and Die in Dreams, if you know what I mean. All that sort of stuff is brilliant. Noel's vocal is great. The sort of the bizarre kind of psychedelic-y production. I always sort of think of this and The Turning together, to be honest. And I just think it's great. It's so well put together.
We live and die in dreams.
fantastic. What a great song. You guys had it at 60. I had it at 40. Okay, 59, we have It's Getting Better, Man. I had it at 63. 3.9, 3 out of 5 we're up to now. I thought this was great. I think it, once again, similar to Hey Now, I think if it was a 4-minute song, it would probably be quite a few places higher. But yeah, as it is, it does go on a bit. I mean, I'm torn because I love it on the album. And if I'm driving or if I'm just like listening to it on headphones or something, yes, I don't care that it's too long. I just love it. But as a song, when you're thinking about it, analysing it, probably is a bit long. So it probably knocks off a few points because of that. But yeah, It's Getting Better, Man. You guys had it at 59. I had it at 63. Okay, 58, we have Cloudburst. 58, I'm going to have this a lot higher. I've got it at 41. I'm surprised I've only got it at 41, to be fair. I would have thought it'd be top 20 for me. But anyway, yes, I've got it at 41. 3.95 it scored, so we're almost into the fours. Actually, the next track is going to be our first song that's averaged four. Yeah, what a fantastic early B-side. This is such a brilliant beat. Tony McCarroll absolutely crushes it on this one. Noel's guitar as well is fantastic. The melody is great all the way through. The wind that brings on the change is making me older. All that sort of brilliant guitar work. What a great B-side. What an absolutely fantastic track. You guys had it at 58. I had it at 41. How have I got it at 41? I'll have to look at this. That must be a mistake. Anyway, 57, we have I'm Out of Time, the Liam track from Dig Out Your Soul and a single. Four, exactly averaged four out of five. I had it at 48, so quite a few places higher. I love this song. I think it's beautiful. I think it's really well put together. I think it's a great melody from Liam. It's one of those where when he writes the song himself, he kind of challenges himself a bit more. I think he's sort of doing the falsetto kind of vocal on it, which I think is gorgeous. In the chorus, I think the John Lennon kind of audio bit was kind of pointless, to be honest. I don't think there was any real need for that because it wasn't even a particularly like meaningful kind of quote that meant something with the song. But yeah, If I'm to Fall, Would You Be There to Applaud or Would You Hide Behind Them All, I think is great. That's an exceptional line. And yeah, people have a go at Liam for some of his lyrics, but that's fantastic. And it shows that he can do it when put to the task. All right, 56, we have Roll With It. You might know that one. That's a single from 1995, 4.01. I had it at 50, so a few places higher. I think it gets an unfair rap, really. I think a really interesting thing with Roll With It is if you strip it down, it's actually, there's some melancholy to that song. I think I've got a feeling I've lost inside, Take Me Away. Is interesting, you know. I think people sort of tend to just focus on you gotta roll with it, but you know, beyond that, it's a really interesting song. Yeah, and it just feels like summer to me. It always, every time I hear it, I can imagine the video with them wearing the white t-shirts or the white shirts and playing live and the sweatiness of it, and it just makes me think of like my back garden at my folks' house. And just chilling out in the summer of 95, listening to it on CD single. So absolutely love it. It's got that nostalgia vibes, probably as strong as any song for me has got those nostalgia vibes. So I have it at 50. You guys have it at 56. All right, 55, we have Step Out from 1995. It was going to be on the Morning Glory album, but then got took off it pretty sharpish after they realised it was going to be sued by Stevie Wonder. Just over 4.01. I had it at 54. You guys have it at 55. So another one that's pretty much spot on. And what a great track this is. It's another one I absolutely love. I'm always love to stick this on. I always think of it as same as The Fame, because it's sort of just, it charges along. It's got that pace to it. It's got a brilliant melody. Yes, it is uptight by Stevie Wonder, but I'm fine with that. No problem there at all. I met her down a disco in a beat-up car. It was burning down the road. You know, just those sort of lyrics are just great. You know, this is an absolute stick-it-on-when-you're-driving song for me. I love it so much. You guys had it at 55. I had it at 54. All right, 54 for you is, do you want to be a spaceman? I had that at 43. And yeah, it's a brilliant, brilliant early B-side. It's one of my favourites because it's got that. It's just, this to me is nostalgia personified in a song. You just take, you know, everyone's got those thoughts about what you want to do when you're a kid and stuff. And it's this lovely little story. It actually reminds me of, you know, having gone back and listened to those early Noel demos that we did a review of a few months back. It's sort of, you know, hey, what's been happening? And the tracks like that, that have got that, like, it's like a conversation between two people. And this is like a conversation between two people. It's, you can tell it's probably a very early Noel song, I reckon. Because it's just really interesting. It's like it's you know, at such a young age when he wrote this song, and yet he's like looking back at his life and looking back and talking to someone about, you know, what it was like when they're growing up and how they feel now. Brilliant, you know, just brilliant songwriting. So yeah, I had it at 43. You guys have it at 54. All right, next up we have at 53, we have Underneath the Sky. Another B-side from the classic era. This is from 1995. 4.03 out of 5. I had it a little bit lower at 82. You guys had it at 53. It's one that's never been one of my absolute favourites. I know a lot of people really love it. It made the master plan, I think, primarily because Noel loves it. But, you know, it's nice to hear Liam. Whenever Liam sings a B-side, it's always an absolute bonus for me. And the, you know, his vocal. His vocal on this is absolutely amazing. You know, this is really peak Liam for me. Yeah, it's a great little story as well. You know, this sort of story of the storyteller. All he needs is his life in a suitcase. You know, it's such a nice kind of image. It's got a cool whistle solo. You always love a whistle solo. So, yeah, great track. 53 for you guys. 82 for me. That feels a bit harsh, actually. Maybe I was, I don't know why that's a bit lower. Anyway, 52 is Up in the Sky from Definitely Maybe, 4.03 out of 5. I had it at 29. I had it quite a lot higher than this, just because I think it sort of pounds along. It's really great. I don't know why you guys have got it so low, actually, because it's 4.03. So it is averaging more than 4. So I suppose most people have chosen 4. Few people have stuck 5s in there. I suppose what we really need here to get things above here is people, a lot of people choosing 5. So yeah, maybe everyone thinks Up in the Sky, thinks about the songs around it and goes, no, it's not as good as Live Forever and Cigarettes and Alcohol. Let's give it a 4. Maybe that's sort of people's thinking. But yeah, I think this is absolutely fantastic. What a great track. Brilliant melody, great riff, great sentiment. And yeah, just perfect early Oasis. 51, we have Let There Be Love. I had this at 109. So that's one of our biggest differences, isn't it? You guys gave it a 4.04. I mean, to be fair, I'd probably give it a 3, to be honest. For me, this track has never been one that I liked. I never liked it as the demo. I thought it was a bit of a ploddy demo on that Giants demo CD. And then when it finally came out as a album track on Don't Believe the Truth, I mean, to be honest, it's one because it's the last track on the album as well, I tend to just turn the album off before I get to it. So it's not one. It's probably one of my least listened to Oasis tracks, to be honest. I think because it's so long as well. It's sort of long and drawn out and slow. Never did it for me hugely. So not a favourite of mine. That's why it's down at 109. But you guys obviously like it quite a lot more. You have it at 51. And that is the last one for our numbers 100 to 51. So thank you very much for listening to part 2. join us again for part three, when we'll be doing the top 50 Oasis songs as voted for by you, the public, or well, the public that follow me on Twitter anyway. And yes, and by the time that I'm doing part one, I will be recording that when I'm back in Blighty. So I'll know if Oasis have got back together or something, then I'll be talking about that. And probably this will be knocked down the path for a few weeks. I don't know. But anyway, I hope you guys have enjoyed this rundown from 100 to 51. Do feel free to get in touch and let me know what you think, or were the placings completely wrong. Well, you can't really argue with it because it was public vote, but there you go. If you want to look at them, hashtag OasisA2Z on Twitter, and you'll be able to see all of the different votes. If you want to look at a specific song, if you want to see Magic Pie, hashtag OasisA2Z and Magic will get you Magic Pie. So, yeah, it's always definitely worth checking out. You can see the individual votes. I haven't made it up. This is what people actually did choose. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you very much for listening to the Oasis podcast. And most of all, thanks go to our patrons. You put your money where your mouth is and it's greatly appreciated. You can become a patron at patreon.com/oasispod, which is where we post bonus episodes. Episodes go up early. Plus, you can have access to the Discord and qualify for free gifts when I am reminded to send some out. So do go and check that out. Follow me on social media. Oasis Podcast on Twitter is the main one. Drop me an email, oasispod@gmail.com. Always nice to hear from you. And give us a follow on YouTube. Yeah, YouTube is great. The episodes are going up here on YouTube as well. So if you are someone that listens on podcast, but you actually prefer YouTube, then yeah, go and check them out on YouTube. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you very much for listening. Stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young. Cause we